It's actually not President Mugabe alone. It's presidents all over the world. Since 2005, they have demanded for immediate reform of the Security Council. And it's quite right, because we now, for example, coming to the, this is our 70th anniversary since the formation of the United Nations. But over the years, since this call has been made, Africa restates its position. The G4 restate their position. United for Consensus state their position. Other groupings state their own position. But there has never been negotiations. And indeed, what was envisaged was that there would be an intergovernmental negotiating body. Now, over these years, 20 years, it has done everything except to negotiate. What we've done this year, and I think it's just a small step forward, but an extremely necessary and important step, is to have a text on which negotiations will be based. So for Africa, it is out of these negotiations, because negotiations refer to numbers of, you know, the members of the Security Council, its relationship with the General Assembly, and the management of the entire peace and security architecture. So whether it will be two seats or it will be one seat, it will come out of these negotiations.
Democracy in Africa, for example, what is your take on term limits? Because there's a situation, Uganda, for example, the president has been there for a long time. Mr. Mugabe is now 91, he's still the president. Mm-hmm. What is your take on that?
You know, I'm a great believer in constitutionalism. I'm a great believer in universal human rights. I happen, for all my sins, to be a lawyer, and I know that there are rights that are universal and fundamental. But in different countries, there are different provisions in the constitutions of different countries, whether it is in the UK, whether it is Germany, whether it is in Zimbabwe, whether it is in Uganda. And in my country, for example, we find that at this stage you don't need term limits, and I have supported that view. I don't know when Britain will come to term limits. They don't have them, as you know. But I don't think it's a universal and fundamental right that must be in every constitution.